Well, let's just take 1 minute of silence just to really come into this room, separate from whatever it took us to get here, to actually be here. So today I want to talk about and do a meditation on bringing mindfulness to pain. And some of us are dealing with chronic pain on an ongoing day-to-day basis. Others of us experience it certainly throughout a lifetime in acute situations. And when I first started teaching mindfulness this past year, this was the topic that I was least comfortable thinking about addressing. As I was really learning about applying mindfulness, I was lucky enough not to be in any pain. And I felt, of anything, this is the most experiential. And it just felt inauthentic to teach about it. And then, you know, the universe is such a generous place. And this fall, I had started experiencing some really serious spinal issues. It's like, okay, Teresa, you want to try this on? Here you go. And I had, I'll start with my story because it really was such a teacher and continues to be such a teacher. And I had this experience this fall where for about 6 weeks or even a full 2 months, I could not lay down in a bed and I couldn't lean back in a chair. And the bed started to seem like a torture chamber, and I would just prowl around the house all night and lay on the sofa, sort of drape myself in ways that could give me a little traction, move from chair to chair. And there's a reason they use sleep deprivation as torture. I mean, I became very disoriented. But it was also, even in the midst of this, I felt this gratitude because I felt, well, this is really a time to experiment and to really bring these practices to bear. And with bringing mindfulness to pain, we've talked about mindfulness, the two wings of mindfulness, one being awareness and the other being compassion. And so to bring awareness to what I was experiencing, and, you know, pain's a four-letter word, and it's also such a monolith. We talk about being in pain as if that is one thing. And pain is a noun. You know, we talk about pain and it very quickly becomes the enemy. It becomes what's victimizing us. It becomes what's oppressing us. It makes us terribly afraid. What if I can't have my old life back? And to bring a little bit different language around that. So instead of pain, this monolithic noun, to start thinking of it as a verb, I am hurting, I'm experiencing something now. And of course, hurt is a four-letter word too. So it helps to open it out. And what is the actual sensation? What sensations, plural, am I experiencing? How do they change? It's hot 1 minute, it's electric the next minute. It has colors that shift. And one thing I found that was so interesting was that first, how much the experience of pain changes from moment to moment, but also that there were these little moments of no pain, that I'd really never been aware of before when I had had an injury or some acute experience. And in these long sleepless nights, these to suddenly become aware, it might sometimes be for only a minute or two, but to be really be out of pain, days became like meadows or plateaus of rest. And there was one night in particular, I remember that I started counting my breath, bringing the breath to these sensations, breathing in awareness, breathing out release. And usually when I count my breath, I count up to 7 and back down, or to 11 or to 15, whatever number you want to choose. But I just kept counting, and I counted up to 450 without ever losing count. And I was breathing, you know, it was night. I was breathing very slowly. It was probably over 2 hours of this. But I developed this surprising experience of peace. And at this point, I really hadn't had a good night's sleep for I don't know how long, but I was felt quite rested in the morning. And just to bring that awareness and that compassion to it really did change the experience of it. Jon Kabat-Zinn at the University of Massachusetts Hospital has been a real pioneer in bringing mindfulness practices to pain. And he has spearheaded a lot of research on it, and he's collected a lot of research on it. And mindfulness may or may not actually decrease the pain, the sensations. For a lot of people, it does decrease. It can be an aid toward healing. For other people, this the experience of pain, on the scale or rate your pain 10, you know, 1 to 10 on severity, that may not actually change much. But what almost universally changes with people that sincerely develop mindfulness practice around it is that their sensation of distress, their experience of distress goes down. Usually in these studies, it averages about 30% less distress around this experience of severe discomfort and hurting. So I wanted to talk today just about some, we'll do a meditation and just three aspects of thinking about bringing mindfulness to pain that are helpful. And the first is language, how we talk about it. I just mentioned to move away from thinking it as the monolith of pain to really becoming aware of the shifting landscape of sensations. Another way to bring language to it is to actually be in conversation with your experience. Eckhart Tolle has asked a question I find both amusing and profound. When you talk to yourself, who is talking and who is listening? And, you know, it's an interesting question. Walt Whitman said, "I contain multitudes," and we do contain multitudes. But you can bring that compassion to your experience of discomfort the way you would comfort a small child. And you can talk to it. Tara Brach suggests, first off, accepting it. Bring the language of acceptance. Yes, you belong. This is happening now. This is a part of me. We want to push pain away, but to welcome it in, say, "I am here with you. I am standing with you. I know you're hurting." You'll find your own language in this. Thich Nhat Hanh, who is so gentle, and he always uses the word darling. You know, "Darling, I know you're hurting. Darling, I'm here with you." Jack Kornfield is a very different persona. He says, "Dude, it's okay." So find your own language, however that is that you can talk to it. But allow yourself to imagine that this too is part of who you are, what your experience is. Just accepting it rather than accepting its existence. You don't have to like its existence, but to accept that it's there rather than to reject it. One of the statements I know you've all heard is pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And that's sort of this space that can open up. Another formula you sometimes hear is that suffering equals pain times resistance. And what this language is doing is removing the resistance. The resistance doesn't get rid of the pain. In fact, and again, Jon Kabat-Zinn, the more severe the experience of pain, what these research studies show is the more effective that embrace of it, that acceptance of its existence is, the less effective resistance is trying to distract. But to, he has a particular way he phrases this, which I'm not finding on my level. Tuning in trumps tuning out. So tune into the pain rather than trying to tune it out. So there's this language of self-talk, of bringing compassion to your experience. A second component that can be very helpful is to bring space to the experience. As you bring awareness to these sensations that you're having, they can feel very tight and very localized in that nerve that's in your back, or that nerve that's in your hip, or that burning of arthritis. And you can bring breath to it. You can breathe in that awareness, these shifting sensations. Maybe it's a feeling of burning, or it's a feeling of twisting or pressure, and breathe out, release. Breathe in, awareness. Breathe out, release. And you can imagine this sensation of discomfort, which is localized, diffusing, opening up into the rest of the body, opening up into the room, opening up into the universe. The air can take your experience as you exhale that release. The earth can absorb it. And to bring that space around it, again, is a positive act of acknowledging what's there is there, and you stand with it. You're a witness to it, and you can open it up into the support of the larger world around it. And then a third component that can be helpful is what we call resource. As you become aware of the body, there are parts of your body, even in extreme discomfort, that are not in discomfort. And to just really tap into some part of your body that's feeling good right now. It might be your tongue in your mouth. It might be one hand holding another hand. But when the experience, we don't have to be, as we bring awareness to discomfort, you don't have to be with that discomfort. Keep that awareness tuned to that discomfort any more than feels right to you. You need to be able to step back from it and to have this place in your body that's a sort of safe zone, that is a resource area. The language that's often used around this is to titrate and pulsate, to just try on being with the pain, stepping back, being with the pain, stepping back. Each time you come toward it, you may be able to bring more awareness around it and be aware of ways it's shifting. But you're in control, and you can step forward, step back, step forward, step back. You're sort of an anthropologist of your own experience in this case. And it's bring a sense of curiosity, a sense of experimentation, and a recognition this can be very hard, but you can stand with yourself within that difficulty. So those are just some sort of landmarks, I guess, or just to alert you in advance of just some of the places, some of the things that we'll be working with in this meditation.